Well, after last night's sparky debate between 10 party leaders, politicians return to the canvas today. They're also no doubt digesting what, if anything, was changed by the televised clashes on the economy, homelessness and waste. Both Sinn Féin and the Social Democrats launched their manifestos this morning. The Sinn Féin party leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, promised change in a number of areas, including housing, healthcare and the cost of living.
Our manifesto offers a clear choice to voters. It outlines in detail what change with the Sinn Féin government would look like and what we will prioritise if given a mandate to lead. It sets out our plans to deliver for ordinary people who deserve a government that is on their side and has their backs. A game-changing plan to make housing affordable, bring home ownership back into the reach of working people, and to restore the hope of a generation.
Well, meanwhile, the Social Democrats' deputy leader, Cian O'Callaghan, said it was not credible to suggest that tax cuts can be made alongside improved investment in public services.
Look, we are being very upfront saying that you cannot have improved public services and have tax cuts at the same time. It's absolutely not credible when you look at what a lot of the other parties are promising. They're promising huge investment in public services and very costly tax cuts at the same time. Now, the two, it's not compatible. I think most electorate know that. We had a situation back in 2007 where we eroded the tax base, and that caused huge difficulties.
Well, we can get more now from our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, at this stage, we have almost all of the manifestos. What would you say were the headlines from this morning's publications?
Well, I suppose Sinn Féin are focusing, obviously enough, on housing as the big issue, and that plan had been out there already, that big plan to deliver 300,000 homes over the next 5 years. But there are other things there too. I suppose big spending on retrofitting of homes, up to 7 billion being identified in this morning's manifesto. Also, the investment that would go into health to deliver a single tier health system has been tallied in at 5.4 billion euro. The party also saying, as Mary Lou MacDonald spoke about last night on the upfront debate, that it would halt the carbon tax and reverse the last two increases. Also, when it comes to property tax, something that was controversial in the past, the party obviously feels it is a source of niggle to voters still. It's promising to abolish that over the lifetime of a government, beginning with a 20% cut. They seem to be some of the headlines. How Sinn Féin would achieve this, it sets out in a range of measures. One would be the removal of tax credits for high earners, and also there would be a solidarity tax for those earning more than 140,000 euro.
And the Social Democrats?
The Social Democrats, again, as you heard there from the Deputy Leader, Cian O'Callaghan, saying that you can't really improve public services if you're going to cut taxes. So it is talking about increased investments in things like disability. That would be an extra 1.1 billion euro per year going in there. The party also identifying the need for many, many more social and affordable homes. It wants to build 145,000 over the next 5 years. Social Democrats being adamant that those schemes like the Help to Buy scheme have to go. They say that would be a red line if they were to go into government, because they are pushing up the price of houses, the party believes. Childcare is something that's been a focus in many manifestos, and it's here too, the Social Democrats saying they would cap childcare costs at 250 euro per month per child.
You mentioned last night's debate, Micheál. Simon Harris, the Fine Gael leader, was asked about one of his party's candidates in Louth, John McGahan. Have there been any developments today?
Well, the Fine Gael party are sticking by their view that the most important thing, as they see it in all of this, is that John McGahan was found not guilty in a court of law, not guilty by a jury of assaulting a man, although he did later have to pay civil damages of 39,000 euro. The party is maintaining that view. The Taoiseach last night and Fine Gael leader Simon Harris saying that he had also been democratically selected by the constituency locally, and that remained the case. There was a debate on local radio today, though. John McGahan wasn't the participant there. It was the other Fine Gael candidate in Louth, Paula Butterley, who attended. I think this is still a source of controversy. It's still something too that the Fianna Fáil leader was talking about today, talking about the case and surprised that John McGahan was a Fine Gael candidate.
Micheál, many thanks. Micheál Lehane there, our political correspondent. We're